listening to the instincts.
Welcome back to The Instance. This is The Instance, episode 351 for Friday, December 13th, 2013. I'm Scott Johnson, joined today by Terpster.
Yay!
What's going on? How are you, man?
I like this bit of music.
You like this bit right here? It's pretty good.
Don't talk over it.
Oh, you want me to?
There we go.
You know, cool. A little bit more?
I like that. Whoa, 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 whoa.
A little too much?
Now.
Too much? Okay.
Yeah.
All right, I'll get that back down there. It's good to have you here. Of course, Dills is here also. Hey, Dills.
Hey guys,
how's it going, man?
I'm good.
Oh, that's good.
It's cold in my house.
No, I know you poor San Francisco people. I don't know how
man.
You live
it's like
it.
Less than 60 degrees, and that is not cool.
Hang on,
that's
don't like that. Yeah, so Terps are basically we're boiling hot. Is all you need to know.
Hey, you do the math, dude.
Well,
60,
that's crazy.
Yeah,
60. That's, just think of it in your degrees.
Okay, wait. Yeah. What about your space degrees for 9, which it is right now here, 9 degrees Fahrenheit. Means.
It's 9 degrees centigrade here at the moment.
See?
So we've got pretty much half the temperature that's going on.
I would just kill myself if I lived where Scott lives.
All right,
right
so
now.
Where I'm living,
I wouldn't be able to do it.
It's a weird winter. We're not usually this cold, especially this early. It's a little bit weird.
It's minus 12.
Yeah, minus 12 Celsius.
Excessively cold.
So
there
why
is
not?
No need for it to be that cold.
Why not why centigrade and not Celsius? How come you guys don't say it? Why can't someone have a conclusion as to whether it's centigrade or Celsius, and why are they two different words? What's the deal? What's going on there?
I don't know. Yeah, you're asking. I think they might have discussed it, but I didn't really know.
Celsius sounds a little more Celsius, and centigrade is like centigrade.
I guess yes. Yeah, Celsius kind of sounds a little bit more sort of like Stan Lee.
Mm-hmm.
He's like, "Oh, Celsius."
Yes.
Yeah, you know, that.
Centigrade's more DC.
The Celsius scale is the centigrade scale with one change, defined in 1954 at the 10th General Conference of Weights and Measures.
Yeah.
Temperatures on the Celsius scale is the temperature on the Kelvin scale minus 273.15.
Brilliant. Oh, that makes sense.
Yeah, perfect sense.
This definition makes values on the Celsius and centigrade scale agree within less than 0.1 degree. So for the purposes, the scales are identical. Okay. We tend to use the name Celsius
I cannot imagine why we dug our heels in and wouldn't change. Can't imagine. Because not confusing at all. It also makes perfect sense.
Excuse me, Mr. Imperial Measurement, that nothing makes sense. It's literally like an inch is like, what was it, like 3... barley corns or something like that, and apparently that's, and then it's like, you know, like a foot is 12 inches, but then like a yard is 3 feet.
Yeah, we got it from you though, dude. It was you.
Yeah, but from when we lived in like huts and we used to think,
when you're like just hunters and gatherers and stuff. Yeah.
She's a witch. Yeah,
like everything was based on farming then.
I love
it. It's not very helpful nowadays.
I agree. Yeah, actually,
that's the technology now, Scott. We should be embracing this.
I totally agree. I think we should embrace it. I don't know what the holdup is. I feel like it's just it's like a weird habit. I don't think there's much pride about it.
Because, for example, if you ask me a distance, we still give it in miles.
Mm.
We don't use kilometers and stuff like that. And so we pick and choose. So we're as bad as you.
Yeah.
I will say that.
Yeah.
But
maybe a little worse because you can't pick a side. You're on the fence.
Exactly. We are literally just edging our bets there, really. But
you're 1 centimeter to the one side and you're half an inch to the other.
Half to the other. That's what it is.
Gotcha.
So it's
We measure penises in inches here in the States, and I think that's
we do that here as well.
Oh, you do. Great.
Yeah.
Great.
Yeah.
You keep. I
tend to go around and just knock on doors. Hello. Penis measurer, like, oh, thank you. Please come in. Yeah, so it's a job.
Like the old days, 1700s or so. You'd welcome your local penis measurer in with open arms, give him a hot drink, and
yes,
measure
good
your penis,
morning, sir. I've come for the measuring of the Johnson. Yeah,
good times.
Or the Dills or the Terpster. You could really use any of our names.
You really could, right?
Yeah, they're interchangeable.
They're all euphemisms.
Nice. Mm-hmm. All very.
By the way, apparently audio borked again. I don't know what's going on.
Oh, I don't know, chat room. I can't help it. I think it's Twitch. They're having load today. I really do think
God,
so.
Load.
Everybody's, you know, we all stream here and there. Dills does a ton of streaming of his Hearthstone play on Twitch. I use it a lot for shows like this one, and I stream stuff here and there and all that. And I think we're going to go through a little bit of a hard time with Twitch because they've got a little bit bitten off more than they can chew scenario going on with PS4 streaming, soon to be Xbox One streaming. And that PS4 streaming really took off and like loaded them down.
Now, have you done some of it yet?
Yeah, I have. And it works great.
I saw your little video of Assassin's Creed.
Mm-hmm. Oh, the one I put on Facebook. Yeah.
Yeah.
That was a test to try the little clippy system. And I thought that clip was funny because I stabbed that guy in the butt.
Well, yeah, you also. Ran around like you did a really weird way to get around the
bullet. I couldn't tell where he was going, and I was trying to stealth kill him, and I didn't want him to see me. And then when I stabbed him in the butt, I went, gotta share it, and I shared it. But
did you hate the fact you had to press a button though? If that had been an Xbox One, you could have been like, Xbox, snap,
Xbox, stab
share.
Butt.
No,
Xbox.
Oh, yeah, that's Xbox stab butt. No, I don't. Is that share thing feature on the Xbox One a voice thing? Is that how it works?
I don't know.
I don't think it does for that.
Everything's voice on Xbox.
Some of it. I think that's not, though. I think the share stuff you gotta.
You can do the upload stuff, I know, in voice.
Oh, interesting.
So you can say like Xbox snap.
Yeah.
And then it's like I don't know.
I think it's hilarious that the Kinect is really, no one cares about motion control anymore, and it's all about voice on that thing. I think that's kind of a hoot. But anyway, the bottom line is, what was my point? Oh, and now Minecraft can stream. A lot of games do this, but Minecraft, being the juggernaut that it is, has built-in Twitch streaming. So you just put your info in and boom, you're streaming right out of the game instead of having to, you know, figure out OBS or some other solution to do it like the old days. And I think that all of this load just contributed to the fact that they are going to be a little wonky for the next little while. I don't know any way around it. So enjoy it while you got it.
Yeah. And there's where's the camera?
The camera on the
you have to hook that up.
I think you still have to have a view. I don't know if it recognizes a camera or not. I don't know. You know, Terpster, you come from Minecraft land.
Sorry?
If you want to play Minecraft via the Twitch stuff, can you have a camera installed and still see your face and all that?
I don't think so.
Hmm. All right.
Maybe I think it's literally just for for broadcasting Minecraft.
That's a good thing.
You got to also think about the age of the Minecraft audience.
Right.
It's quite young.
They don't want an excuse to put your doodle out there.
Well, I think you don't really want to kind of make it very easy for people to see young boys on the internet, really.
Mm.
Equally, it's a lot harder to do.
Right.
You heard about the guy who undressed his wife, right?
Yeah, the PS4 thing.
Yeah.
Got her crazy. So Twitch had to start. So here's the deal.
They were drinking, apparently.
In the game room app on the PS4, you can do full screen video, so your whole screen is video and being broadcast when you do Twitch streaming, because that's the game. You're using the camera control and your controllers to move things around and play with these robots that are all in virtual space and all that. Well, some people, like people do, this is how the crowd works. They figured out ways to make, like, one lady and her husband were doing just a podcast every week. Like once a week, they'd get on that camera and just do a live show, and it wasn't about, there was no games involved. They're just sitting in that living room talking about whatever they want to talk about. And Twitch was letting that go for a little while, and then a whole bunch of other people started doing it. But then this dude gets his wife drunk and proceeds to undress her on the stream.
What?
So they, of course, got banned.
That's not legal, surely.
And then Twitch said, all right, we're cracking down. No more non-game streams allowed. So they started just killing all those streams, and they're all gone now. So you can't do that stuff anymore.
Well, this is the problem with making the barrier of entry like zero.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
You make the barrier of entry zero, and then anybody who just feels like it is going to do it. And you don't have people who actually put some time into it and want to do it for, you know, a good reason.
It's a good point. Like that convenience
That's
is great.
You hit
share and boom, you're in. It's like nothing to do.
Mm-hmm.
It means that you can be kind of a douche.
So, yeah, it means that every Yahoo is going to be doing
it. Yeah,
so.
But now what you have instead is you have the backdrop of Rezogun or Assassin's Creed or something, and then just do your little, you can be a voice show behind all that, you know, just talk shit to whoever you want to.
Well, see, that's what I'm wondering. That's a big part of like all the streams that I watch or the stream I do is the, you know, having the camera and the overlay and
the commentary.
Deal.
Sure.
So when you're just streaming from PS4 or Xbox One, it's like you're just seeing the game and you're hearing my voice, and it's,
some people like that.
It's a little weird.
Some people like it.
We do that. I mean, we do a lot of just disembodied voice.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it all depends on the streamer. Really, some people, you know, with a face, there's more engagement. People like that. Depends how good the face is, I think. Really, if you look at PewDiePie, for example, he's the biggest thing ever.
Yeah.
He's got a very, very nice face. He's got, I think it's something stupid like 40% female audience,
yeah,
which is pretty much unheard of.
Yeah.
In gaming online, I think it's because he's also a very pretty man.
Yeah.
Wait, who are you talking about?
PewDiePie. PewDiePie.
Oh god, I can't watch any of his stuff.
But that's the thing, exactly, you know.
But he's found this audience, and it is enormous.
The problem, though, is that he's created a whole bunch of copycats, too. So everywhere I go on the internet, is people doing
but
that
But that's
weird
also
style.
How this works. How many instance-like shows cropped up when this show started? And that's not to toot our horn, but many. How many Yogg's Cast-like Minecraft shows cropped up? Many.
Yeah, exactly. You can see it on the thumbnails. It's crazy. Yeah. You know, we've changed our font now because everyone copied our font. But then you could say the same thing about, you know, World of Warcraft. How many MMOs have you seen follow that Warcraft style? People chase what they, you know, kind of want to emulate in terms of success.
Yeah.
It
makes sense. We've helped educate the public today, I feel like, before we even mentioned WoW once. So that's good.
There we go.
I like that. I finally got the Reaper beta. It's installed.
How did that happen?
I haven't played it yet. Well, yesterday they put out a bunch of invites. So a lot of people got invites.
The standard then, huh? The standard way.
The standard way.
No special treatment for Mr. Johnson.
Now, I was told that I may have been on a couple of people's friends and family list, but I can't tell if this is from that or not because I also got a bunch of tweets and emails from people saying, yay, betas are going out. So I can't tell whether I was or wasn't. But it's okay. I don't mind either way. Either way, I've got it now. It's installed. I haven't played it yet. I'm going to tonight. And
I honestly don't even care if I have it or not, because I still haven't beat the game. Like, I played for a while, stopped for a while, and now I'm like trying to actually get back in and finish
it. You should totally do that. But I'm mostly excited. I don't care so much about the new act because I don't want to spoil myself on the new act. I really want to mess about in that adventure mode stuff.
Sure.
And the way Terpster has
played the new class a little bit, maybe.
Yeah, maybe a little bit. I'm not a big melee dude, so it's not as interesting to me, but.
Really? All my dudes are melee, and that's like the one game where I love melees, is like Diablo-style games.
Yeah.
I don't know what it is, but like for me, like the range, the way you do range stuff, because it's, you know, more like I got to be aimed the correct way and things like that.
Sure.
It doesn't quite work as well for me as like, you know, Warcraft, where I just target the guy I want to hit.
Right. It is a different method of doing that. You're kind of hovering in areas. I do like, I mean, the melee classes have great AoE. They always have.
Sure.
So that makes it a little bit more fun, a little more magic.
Yeah, the monk and the barbarian, I'm just like, I'm all in there. I'm just right in your face.
Terpster, you'd say, you've said before, I think, but the way what's he named? Oh, the Crusader. He's kind of a great combo. He's basically the paladin from Diablo 2 in a sense, right? Like lots of spells, but also lots of close-up. Yeah. That's good. So there you go. There's that. I'll play that tonight. I'll let people know what I think. Also, we raided the other night, and I've got this to say about Siege of Orgrimmar. After having to clear this trash a bunch of times, that trash, when you get to actual Orgrimmar, you get to the dock and you move forward and start working toward the dragon and then toward the whatever.
You're talking about with all the shaman dudes?
Yeah, I can't stand that trash. I freaking hate that trash. It's
Why don't you just be the guy who always gets in the cannon?
Oh, that's not a
bad
idea. That's
just your job. Then you don't have to care.
Someone else takes that always. I never get to it quick enough.
Well, guys in the raid team, let's God do that.
I like to blow up those cannons while they're in them.
That's true.
Because they have those dynamite piles or whatever next to them and you can blow them up. But I just, it's such a slog. And I just wish one day there wouldn't be a stretch of trash in a wing or an encounter where I didn't just want to pull my eyes out and eat them.
Well, you've only just got new ones.
I know.
Don't pull those out.
You can see that.
They're expensive. And by the way, I've said this on other shows. If you're interested to know what I had done, it had nothing to do with lasers. Okay. Like, it's no clean space age thing here.
This is old school. They yank your eye out, chuck a new one in.
Laser beams.
They use rusty nails. That's exactly what it would be. Surgery. Yeah.
Look up cataract surgery on YouTube. They're all about 8 minutes long. And you can watch somebody cut into another human being's eye, grind up their lens before your own eyes, and then suck it out with a small vacuum tool, and then put a robot lens back in there. It's pretty insane.
That's good.
Something to see. Anyway, Terpster still playing Hearthstone. No WoW. How come you're not playing it? I thought everybody was all into WoW just, in the office again.
No, everyone's playing WoW in the office. And like, you know, like Lewis now, he's like, he's raid leading, or he's like main tanking and stuff like that in Siege. But no, I don't have enough time to sit down and play. Mm. So whereas Hearthstone is like, you know, 10 minutes, 20 minutes.
Yeah.
And so you can just kind of come in and you can just do a little bit. And so for me at the moment, just phenomenal. Loving it. It's great. But yeah, I'm looking forward to Christmas. Give me some time off, some WoW time. Yeah. Be nice.
Except for the day after.
What's that?
The day after it'll be nice and
busy. Sorry, Lewis actually just come in here. Hello, Lewis.
Hello.
Hello, Lewis.
77 wipes.
77 wipes on what?
Stock Heroic.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. But other than that,
all,
going well.
All in one night? Good Lord.
About 45 on Shamans.
Yeah.
Fucking, oh my God.
Yeah.
We had the highest though, it was 155 on Heroic Lishen.
Yeah.
Jesus,
but you got him on farm now.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, oh yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Hell yeah.
But now.
77 wipes later, he's got him on.
Yeah. I know what you're talking about. I know what you're talking about. I haven't experienced it, sadly. Yeah. But yeah.
You're familiar with it. Sure.
We're going to flex. Okay, I'll flex raid with you later then.
All right.
That'll be good.
Yeah,
okay.
Get some
cool, there you go.
Get some nice flex
so
raid.
I'm going to get
gear.
Geared up there.
Yeah.
I feel like a twink. Like, I just literally... Just, it's going to be like, oh no, that's going to be really good for his offspec. No, need that. That'd be useful for you.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah.
Wow. Okay. Good old days is what that is. So you played a little Wildstar, and I played it, and it's now NDA's been lifted.
So
I want to know what you think
about
that.
Yeah, we had some of our guys played through the like first dungeon in Wildstar. Mm-hmm. So they got kind of early access to it. It's interesting. I think the difficulty level they're kind of aiming for is they're certainly not trying to make an accessible MMO. I think it'll be very interesting to see if they can obviously manage that.
Yeah.
The way it works in Wildstar, there's a lot of telegraphing on the floor. There's a lot of movement, and because you've got rolls and dodges and stuff like that, they really rely on. You moving and reacting quickly.
Yeah, a lot of sort of, here's a cone, and in that cone I'm going to cause this kind of damage.
Yeah.
You know it's bad because it's red. Yeah.
Like
exactly.
That.
And
good.
As the game progresses, you kind of get less and less warnings and less time to react. And some of them, for example, it would place a big circle on the ground. It'd be like, move out the circle. And then they evolve it later where it'd be like, that circle will follow you for 2 seconds and then cause damage on the third second.
Mm-hmm.
So you use your dodge straight away, and the circle follows you, and then it freezes, and then you're like, oh nuts, I've got no dodge left, I'm gonna have to, you know, my rolls run out, I'm gonna have to just try and move out manually, and you might just make it or you might not.
Mm.
So it's obviously, you know, WoW has a lot of those mechanics in. You know, it's interesting to see how they've kind of tackled it with a new engine and a new way of displaying that in terms of UI.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they haven't been as worried about, you know, how's this going to look in the game world? Is this going to break immersion? You know, having a big red circle on the ground. Whereas, you know, Warcraft, I think, always kind of felt like, you know, you would see a spell effect, or you would see something less so than a big red circle just on the floor.
Sure.
But it's kind of quickly adapt to it. I must say the dungeon gameplay was very interesting and quite attractive.
Mm.
The game on the whole,
it feel a little empty to you, like a little lifeless.
It's tricky because it's a new IP.
Right.
There's a lot of story, but I don't care about it at all. And I don't know if it's, you know, if I gave it more time and more investment and spent that, you know, time kind of learning the characters' names and understanding why they're doing what they're doing.
Yeah.
I think it's so much easier for us with WoW, because it's a continuation of a, you know, 15-year-long, 20-year-long story.
Right.
That, you know, we've got something to kind of work with already. But
when they start out fresh like this with a story in a place that is brand new, and some of these archetypes and some of the things they're doing out there are not typical. Like, it's not a usual fantasy setting at all. It's sci-fi mixed with,
exactly.
You know.
It's a sort of steampunk-esque, sort of sci-fi, cyberpunk. I don't know quite what's going on. It's beautiful, though, and it does. I still think, you know, it's a stunning game.
Mm. Animation's great, my gosh.
Exactly. I think the proof is always in the pudding when it comes around to launch, and just if there's enough players and content after those first few patch cycles. Yeah, I think, like I said, what I'm expecting, you know, we're probably going to see some sort of April, June releases of these sort of MMOs.
Yeah.
I think them and...
Elder Scrolls, April, right?
April now, exactly, yeah. And I think it'd be interesting to see, you know, I think they're both, they were waiting on the other to move first. But if Blizzard can follow up with a July sort of Draenor drop, it would just kill both of those.
That's what they're going to do. They always do.
They need to. Yeah. I mean, it's ruthless, but it is the best way forward for them.
It's the right move. Yeah.
Why would they hold it? It's like, oh, let's let our friends launch their
games.
But
it's still good for us because, you know, the competition means, well, hey, we actually got something better.
Yeah.
You know that to me sounds like a good call for us that we have the chance
to
play new stuff. And so I hope that, you know, other developers, you know, they give it a go and encourage Blizzard to maybe release, you know, two patches a year. I don't know. Two expansions.
It's important to note both these games you just talked about, both WildStar and Elder Scrolls Online, are now have been officially announced as pay-to-play games. They are subscription-based games, which is a kind of an unusual thing since Tor. Everything that's come since then has been, especially at launch, has been a sort of a free-to-play type thing, or buy it once and never pay for it again, or, you know, something like that. So it'll be interesting to see them kind of roll back to that again, where everybody, I think, kind of thought that method was dead as long as WoW was in the mix. And now they're doing it again. And I don't know what that means. I don't know if that hinders them or strengthens them.
Moving in the opposite direction, basically.
Yeah. Well, maybe players are, dude. Maybe at some point we all went, nah, I think we can't. Like, Terpster's always maintained that a free-to-play experience, at least as good as we are at making free-to-play games now, is not quite the same as this curated $15 a month thing that we enjoy so much.
Yeah. Plus, like I said, it keeps the kids out.
Yeah.
Potentially. And at least I think for me, that does make a big difference. Just us having a more responsible, more kind of, you know, because your subscription and the money that's on the hook, you know, it just makes you a little bit more cautious, I think, about your conduct. And I think in a social experience, when you've considered you've got a, you know, a game where social interaction is so important, that the last thing you want is to have trolls be any easier to be trolls than they already are.
Yeah, totally. But some of them are, now you get the rich kids, though, whose parents don't care, and they go ahead and get in anyway. And those are really big a-holes. So, I don't know. We kind of
get away with murder.
Those guys are the worst. I wish Elder Scrolls would lift their NDA, because I have things to say about that experience, that beta that I played. And but you can't yet. They're not letting anybody say a word, or else they'll ban you for life. But I have interesting things to say about what I played there.
Which is interesting, really, when you look at, you know, Blizzard's obviously releasing this closed beta of Reaper of Souls.
Yeah.
And yet, we can all talk about it.
Yeah, and stream it.
And I like the confidence.
Ahead. Yeah, don't you feel Dill's like, this is not what they used to do? I feel like they're just, every game's like, yep, stream it, do what you want. It's beta.
Well, I mean, I think they realize that it helps build excitement.
Mm-hmm.
When people get to see it, and then the fact is, like, not everyone's in there, but the people who are in there tend to be the people who are, like, going to stream it and going to talk about it in a more of a, I guess you could say, an analytical way.
Sure.
Then it's actually beneficial to let people talk about it.
I think it also shows confidence on their end, because they know their games typically are more polished in alpha stage than most release games are, and they kind of know that now and are willing to let
dancing minions on the board of Hearthstone. Yes.
You're like, gotta love that, though. It's pretty awesome.
No, I hate it.
How's your time in WoW? You've written something here that's resonating with me, so I'm curious. Tell me how you're feeling, and
First of all, I want to tell everybody in the chat room that if your audio is still messed up, switch to medium quality. So this means it's definitely on Twitch's end, not on our end.
It's a Twitch thing.
Medium quality fixed it. I actually went in and tested it while you guys were talking about
good,
whatever the hell Terpster's been doing. and yeah, when you're on source quality, it's all bugged out. But when you switch to medium, you're good to go.
All right. Sweet.
All right, chat room.
Solid.
There you go.
That's great.
So it's not us.
Yeah,
right?
It isn't this. It's freaking Twitch.
Stop sitting here blaming us.
Worst case, too, is you can check out the Alpha Geek Radio audio stream, which will give you the whole thing in perfect quality as well. So one way or the other, you should get your fix. Anyway.
Exactly. All right. Anyway. So, yeah. So my recent experience. So I talked about last week where I switched all my UI stuff, and that's like much better and it feels better. It's like it definitely, like, you know, I just hadn't messed with my UI in so long. It just got cluttered and weird and out of control. So I finally fixed that. That felt a lot better. So then I was like, oh, cool. Like, I'm going to get in here. I'm going to start, like, taking care of business. I'm going to do all these things that I started and didn't finish.
Yeah.
And then I just found myself flying around Pandaria.
I do this all the time.
Like, where am I going? What am I doing right now?
I hate that so
like,
much.
I guess I'll go to my farm and, like, farm again. Yeah. And then I farm, and that takes like 20 minutes. I'm done.
Yeah.
I'm like, okay, well, I guess I'll finish all the quests in Half Hill. All right. Yeah. Done with that. Okay, now I'll head down to the offensive and I'll check that out for a little while. And then sure. I'm like, I feel like I'm so all over the place and I'm not focused. Yeah, I'm not focused right now.
Mm.
And then I was like, well, I'll level my pets up. Do some pet battles. Uh-huh. And then I do that for like 20 minutes. I'm like, okay, that's enough for today.
You don't want to do that.
Yeah. And it just, you know, I don't know. It's, and then I like logged in, I did some LFR and I was like, these people are all terrible people. So I'm out of here. So it was like a frustrating experience the last day I played. And I was able to play for a few hours, but I don't know. I just felt very unfocused. And
I have a notion.
So I need to figure out what it is that I want to focus on and just do that. There's too many things to do.
I have a notion that you and I, that would solve it. And I don't, and this is all, this would, unfortunately it's up to Blizzard, but what solves it is new stuff I haven't seen before. So if they came out right now, well, I mean, they're working on an expansion and that's exactly what we'll get.
But do you think though, I think like for me, what worries me is bloat when you get to this kind of stage in the expansion cycle, is there's so many things to do, but necessarily not a very easy way to navigate them or to know about them. If there's a patch you didn't really play much on had a different character.
There's definitely some of that going on. Yeah.
I kind of feel like if Blizzard had, you know, like they've got the adventuring journal coming in with Draenor.
Yeah.
But if there was something that kind of almost, you know, was like experience patch 5.2 again, or, you know, something to that effect.
I think there's space for like a UI element that you can open up and it can show you progress in like different kind of quest chains and daily hubs and things like that, where you could get like a sense of how completed you are in certain things. I mean, you've got kind of that with the achievements, but not everything has an achievement.
And it's not as easy to navigate either.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah. I open up the achievements thing. And that's another thing I did was, you know, when I was trying to figure out what I wanted to do, I literally like just hit the Y button and was like, well, what achievements haven't I done? You know, and did a few of those things, but that just felt a little hollow. So I do have that, overachiever, the add-on. And what overachiever will actually do is like suggest something that's close by. So, you know, I was using that a little bit, but again, it's like, I want something to be like, hey, you know what you haven't done yet? This thing. And this is actually something you should probably try to do, you know? But what happens is as you go through an entire expansion, you know, patch by patch, is they add a thing. And if you're not one of those people who's just like in there completing it the moment it's dropped, then when the next thing comes out, that other thing is sitting there at like 15% completion, right?
Right.
And then you get to this point in the patch and you got like six things that are like that. So then you get a little bit into my situation now. So it's, you know, it's a little bit of my own style of gameplay that's caused me to be here in this position. But it's also just that there's just so many things to do in this game. It's not that I want there to be less things,
right.
But I would like a little bit of a something to point me.
Love it if suddenly a portal opened up in town and said, oh, the freaking Naga have destroyed a ball of flame and you need to go in there and do stuff. And suddenly there's just like 10 levels worth of questing that just gives me cool gear and, you know, a Timeless Isle, but like with actual story and stuff to do. I would be stoked.
Yeah.
Like think about just the feeling you get when you get an expansion. You can't wait to get into that new world. You're digging through quests. Yeah, you can burn out on those too. I understand that. But right now there's none of that and I miss it. Like that's what I want in a game. And I'll find myself getting in. If I'm not raiding, I'll get in and go, like you, go through the same thing, find myself flying around the broken statue out in front of freaking Lotus Land, and then go, well, shite, this sucks. I'm going to go play Skyrim where I have a point.
You know?
And it's not that the game is bad or that I don't even feel like the bloat is bad. It's just I want to make some progress. And the only progress I'm making is a repeat progress in a dungeon that I see over and over and over, and it's not the same. I want to go do a thing where I clear it and I put it behind me and I move to the next bit and it's satisfying and I got something for it and I miss
it. Well, it's amazing how just something ticking over can make you feel like you're getting something done.
Yeah.
Right? Like, I don't know if Terps, have you been playing the new ranked mode in Hearthstone?
Yeah, yeah, it's good fun actually. You get the the star.
You win and a star fills up, and then you win like three times in a row, and it's like, oh, I'm earning two stars at a time now.
Mm-hmm.
And,
but then if you lose,
and then you lose, and it's like, oh my god, I lost the star.
It's a dark side.
But you know, it's like just adding that suddenly made ranked mode so much more appealing to me.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah.
Just that feeling of like I'm getting closer. I'm almost there.
Yeah. They're simple and carrots.
That's what I'm missing right now, I think, in WoW. Is like, there's not a lot of things. Like, there's so many little bars to fill up that sometimes I'm just like, I don't know which one I care about filling up right now.
Right.
You know,
And which one's going to matter, and which one won't matter when Draenor comes out. And
but you know what I do when I, when this happens?
Yeah.
Alts, baby. I just I switched over. I played my paladin. I healed.
Oh. Hello?
I think he died.
I think we lost him.
He switched to a paladin, and then he was silenced by an iron beak owl.
There you go. Oh, gosh, that's happening again. You hear that?
It's 4th of July.
Yay!
Hooray!
Independence from the Brits. Independence. They held us down. All right, that was weird. Okay, he's coming back. Yeah, so well, I'll take this moment while he comes back to remind people that... The Twitch stream is not us. It is Twitch. And you can listen live via the audio stream, which I'm pasting back in the chat room now. That's working great. No issues. And you should be fine. All right. Dilsey.
I think we should move on to big news anyway.
Yeah, we probably should. Dilsey there? He's not there. All right. We'll keep trying to get him back. While we do that, let's jump into the big news.
Big news of the week.
Big news.
Big news of the week brought to you by DoghouseSystems.com. They're awesome. We love them. I love my doghouse. It's humming over there just waiting for me to play this Diablo expansion beta, which I'm totally stoked to do. I love it. It's the one machine I can always count on looking forward to seeing me as much as I look forward to seeing it. You want to get one now? Good. It's Christmas. Time to get one. Go check them out, DoghouseSystems.com. Use the code Henry at checkout. Get double the memory, baby, at DoghouseSystems.com. Who I've noticed are all over the damn... podcasting world these days. Every other WoW show is using these guys too, which is great. I am so glad to see them expanding and moving. So good on them. Dills, you back?
Aha!
Aha! Eureka. So let's get into the big story this week. This was all over the freaking place and there was no avoiding it. Intelligence agents, the NSA to be specific, posed in World of Warcraft as players to monitor terrorists. The U.S. National Security Agency and Britain's GQHC infiltrated online games such as World of Warcraft to monitor potential terrorist activity, the latest leaks from Edward Snowden have revealed. That's the guy with a huge mole on his neck.
I call shenanigans on this. I reckon Snowden was caught playing WoW, and he's like, oh, no, we're meant to be. It's, you know, it's the...
this is how we'd find terrorists.
There's terrorists in the game. Yeah, yeah, guys, look, the terrorists, they call themselves the Alliance. And so... I'm gonna start a group of operatives in this game, and we're gonna try and infiltrate the Alliance, but also stop them using just really kind of basic griefing techniques where we can just really kind of make their lives miserable.
Of course, it all makes sense now. Yeah, no, they're in there, they're doing their thing. Starting in 2008, according to this, the intelligence agency. Or these agencies in conjunction began deploying real-life agents into MMORPGs, including Second Life and WoW. I don't know if you'd call that other one.
What the hell would they do, though? Like, if you were an agent and you were dropped into WoW, you had like a level one orc.
Yeah.
Like, how would you go about finding terrorists?
They had to play. They had to play like players. They had to level dudes. They had to get into guilds.
And then they
had
to be like, hey, so you're thinking about, you know, doing any nefarious activity in RL?
Yeah.
Like, what?
Thinking,
how do they?
Nefarian? Yeah, sure. Let's go take it down.
Nefarian. Let's go do that right now.
Nefarian needs to go
down. I
don't
get how they were going to find anybody doing anything.
Well, they never did. So that's the other.
Exactly.
That's the other point is all these years later, it turned out to be kind of a bust. Now, could somebody.
Sure, taxpayer dollars there, though. Scott.
Of course they are. No one's happy about it, including me.
For their subscription.
Yeah,
ridiculous.
They're just farming gold, I bet.
But also, just think about it. We have the world's
that's how they got money back.
We have the world's largest guild. AIE is ginormous.
Did you though? Because it sounds like there's an external guild that's much larger.
That's what I mean. So what? So what if? I mean, we'll never know. But
well, you say that if you're an intelligent operative and you listen to the show and you enjoy it, let us know.
Okay,
let us know.
Were you in there? Did you run anything with us? Were we too Care Bear for you? Like, how did it go? I feel like we probably were infiltrated, if anyone was, because it's big enough that you would think we'd get at least some percentage of NSA spying, but I don't know.
I'm sure there was, yeah. I'm sure there was.
And if they did, what did they hope? Like Dale said, what do you hope to, what did you think you were going to get? Nobody's going to go, all right, everyone here, okay, we're on vent. Let's talk about our plot to blow something up. I don't think that happens in the game. Yeah.
In that case, you should infiltrate vent, not WoW.
Exactly.
Yeah. But no, but I understand. Like that they feel that there's methods of communication that will be used by terrorists because these are not recorded standard methods of communication. Like but to me, like WoW isn't that. You know
Blizzard
what I mean?
Records it all. It's all in a database.
Like if I chat to you, it happened. There's a timestamp on it. We know when it happened. Like, you know, so like if you want to use a way to communicate that's not going to be trackable, you have to do something else. It's not WoW. It's
right.
No. And like keep maybe in mind, Snapchat each other.
Yeah, we're not, and I want to make this very clear. I'm not so much complaining that this is a dumb place to do it. I'm complaining they're doing so much of it generally. I mean, there's always governments are always checking their own people, whether you believe that or not, or whether 20, 30 years ago it was the same. It's always been the case, and they use modern technologies and techniques to do it. None of us should be acting so surprised about any of this. But as stuff comes out and you start to learn the truth about these things. It's a bigger deal to me that they're doing it at all. Not so much a big deal that WoW was one of them. I think everything is one of them. Your Gmail's probably getting looked at. I don't know. Maybe.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
So, it all sucks. The whole thing's lame. But the idea that they would specifically have essentially a pilot program to go into a game like this and sniff out potential terrorism is redonkulous to me.
Well, who do you think it was who came up with this idea? It's got to be like just a neck beard at the NSA. It's just like, I got it. Let's go into WoW.
Yeah,
I reckon, it's just someone who's, you know, they've realized they're falling behind on their dailies. Their is like, saying like, man, you're doing too much spying, okay? You've got to prioritize, you know, the guild, okay? I'm all for national security, but come on.
Yeah.
You know, we've got a job to do together.
Honestly, that's a fair guess. I mean, really, think about it. Were there meetings where they sat around and said, where do we think potential threats could be? And a WoW fan says, I can just say WoW.
It'd be a World of Warcraft.
Yeah. Why not? I wouldn't.
Makes sense to me.
Wouldn't put it past them. Anyway, that's going on. You can read all about it all over the place. We pulled an article from the metro.uk or .co.uk, but it's all over the place. So read up on it, know your rights, and then know that they're being trampled. All right. You can now shop in the game. You can buy stuff. The store is open, and most of the pets are half off as a result. You can browse
because of Christmas.
Yeah, it's festival, right? Or it's a festive time of year. This is when you buy things for no reason and spend money you shouldn't. It's great.
Exactly.
You can now browse and purchase a bevy of mounts and pets directly from within World of Warcraft through the newly added shop interface. We saw this in the PTR. It is now live. They say this on a blog post, forum post. We made it possible, and I think that's an interesting point. I want to bring this up in a second. We made it possible for you to receive your new pal to receive your new pal right in your inventory or via mail in your inventory if it's full. Just click the shop icon on the menu bar once you've logged into your character. You'll be able to pick out a new friend to add to your collection and start your adventures together right away. Now, is it me or is Blizzard being really quiet about this feature? In other words, this isn't a thing that showed up on the main blog and all glorious with images and a huge post about it. It was of a patch update notes thing. Now,
because
I know we knew it was coming.
It's not where it wants to be, though, is it? I mean, like, they're implementing it, and it's quite softly just providing everything that we can already get externally, now internally. So it's like, yay. But it kind of makes you think that maybe once you can start having, you know, microtransactions, buy a character, buy a leveling boost potion and all that jazz, then you will see them pushing it more. I don't think they can be this public about a public feature and be ashamed. If they were actually thinking, guys, we really shouldn't be doing this, then I don't think they'd be doing it. I think they all believe that this is a perfectly acceptable thing to do, and certain people are going to really love it.
But do you think slipping it in? Like, if I wanted it, I'll tell you.
I always think about slipping it in.
Here is my... Okay, I've had this experience before, and I'll be straight honest about this. there have been times when on this show or other shows, various shows, I may have a segment that I'm like, ah, this thing's run its course. I don't think it's really all that valuable anymore. But I know there are going to be people out there, for whatever reason, there's always a percentage of people who love that thing and they don't want to see it go. I have done this thing where I have sort of stealthily just sort of let it go. Didn't say anything, didn't make a much big deal about it, just sort of let it go. Far less people notice when you don't bring attention to it. So I'm just hypothesizing here that it's possible they don't want backlash, or they'd like less backlash, but they'd still like to get this thing started to roll out. And you're right, it's not where they want it to be ultimately, but they can do this in a way that it's just, oh, it's part of the patch. No, it's just a thing that's coming. It's not, we are not putting a spotlight on it and saying, come check this out, thus inviting a lot of consternation and, you know, weird internet trolling.
Well, they already like announced that this stuff was happening at some point a while ago, right? So yeah. Then now it's just implemented and they're not really making a big deal
if
out of
you're following the PTRs, yes. But if you're like a, let's say you're a mainstream,
just to
player,
minimize the rage, probably.
Sure, I mean, that's all I'm getting at. I think
the rage minimization.
Sure, exactly. That's what I think, and I don't think it's a bad thing. I'm saying I've done it. I get it. Mm-hmm. I just say, you know, do what you got to do. But like, if we got rid of, I don't know, what would we get rid of? If I got rid of World of Tweets, which a lot of people don't want us to do. People would notice, but if I just quietly did, you know, if I said, okay, today's the last day, I hope you guys enjoy the last World of Tweets, that would get way more email than if I just didn't do it. That I know. So it's kind of the same thing. Although in this case, they're adding something, so maybe my logic is all screwed up. I don't know.
People don't want us to do World of Tweets?
No, they do. I don't know. It's a bad example. Bad example. Oh, okay. People like it. So we have positive feedback all around for that, so it's not a huge deal. We used to have Rumors and Scuttlebutt. That's gone. And no one really noticed. I just dropped it. So there's another one.
We just basically assumed that everything was a rumor and or a scuttlebutt.
Yeah, it was redundant. News and that were kind of the same thing. All right, a moment for Dills and Scott here.
Ooh, yes.
Revive Pet now only takes 2 seconds to cast.
I want this to go one step further.
Instant.
One step forward, yeah. I want to be able to just switch my pet, like, without dismissing the other one.
Remove the middle step and just have them swap.
Yeah, it's just annoying.
Yeah.
It's just dumb. So I have to click two buttons.
I'd even be okay if the same cast time was there. It just let me switch instead of...
I don't care if it's like, I don't care if there's a cast time on switching. I just want, like, they could make it the 2 seconds, right?
Yeah.
Because right now, if you dismiss one, it, like, takes a second, dismisses. Yeah. Then the new one is instant. Bam, he's right there.
Well, they had so the whole thing got kicked up because there was a bug in Arena, or it showed up in Arena because that's where it was most appropriate. But it was making it so people couldn't dismiss their pets in the middle of the fight, or something was going on there. So Lore on the forums had kind of a follow up. Says we've got a hot fix in the works to lower Revive Pet's casting time to 2 seconds. So that's coming, or may already be in there for all I know.
Fantastic! It's just game changing.
I love it, dude. Changes my world.
that was not sarcastic.
But when you have when you got to revive a pet in a raid, it is the least favorable pet technology for all of the pet classes. We get screwed. Because it takes the longest.
It stops you for a while. Yeah. Your momentum completely.
Your DPS turns off.
Yeah.
You can't do anything. And if you're DPSing without your pet, you're at a severe disadvantage. It just sucks. So I think it's all right. They want to remove the awkward gameplay of dismissing and swapping pets to bypass cooldowns and debuffs. So anyway, we'll see how that goes. With Revive at 2 seconds, you should have a much easier time getting your pet back on its feet. We're also investigating the reports of Revive Pet being interruptible through deterrence. And again, that's mostly for Arena people. But anyway, exciting stuff for hunters. Just wanted to mention that.
I know. I'm ready for more changes.
Right. Bring it on. More stuff. Quivers.
Let's do this. Like, you made hunters suck in Hearthstone, okay? So the least you could do is make them amazing in WoW.
I still like playing them in Hearthstone. I know they suck, but
God, it's terrible.
I know they're still.
There's
fun.
One way to play a hunter, or there was one way to play a hunter, and now
I win every time. Yeah. And then they were like, "Hang on, this doesn't work."
Yeah, that's not good.
that way is gone.
Speaking of which, Hearthstone just had a major patch. You want to give us the nuts and bolts breakdown of what happened there?
The biggest changes to me, well, there were some card changes that were all the changes they announced at BlizzCon. Those all went into place, but really, it was. It was the ranked changes, the big deal. So now you, rather than ranking up to 3-star master just because you played long enough, Now you actually lose ranks and go up in rank and all that stuff. And there's going to be a monthly season.
You actually
season.
Have to be good. Yeah.
Yeah. So if you get to legendary, that means you like are really good. And the top 1,000 or something, or 10,000, once you're at the legendary rank, will have a number associated. So you'll see exactly where you are.
Oh, wow.
As far as like, so the best player will have a 1. And he's going to be the man who gets to, you know.
Probably go to BlizzCon and play in front
of
people.
Crap. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And then the arena now, you can go up to 12 wins Whoa. Instead of just 9.
Yeah, but that means that for me, I just get less rewards now.
Well, technically, you're not getting less value in the rewards you're getting. You're just getting less boxes.
I get less packets.
Open.
Yeah.
Yeah, so it feels like less.
It feels like less.
In that way, it's a little disappointing because, yeah, the players who don't win a lot in arena will feel like they're getting punished.
Yeah.
When they have one, like two things to open, one being a pack and the other being like, you know, 40 dust or whatever.
Sure.
So they're going to feel like they're missing out, but it's still technically the same value you would have gotten. It's just in smaller packages.
The better
so.
You are, the more
I
you're
like
going to benefit from
it. I like it.
Yeah. I really like it.
Yeah.
The first time I tried it, I got 12 wins.
Yeah.
And
oh, wow.
opened well up done. 5 packets of things and got 250 gold, 2 packs, and a card. So
it's not that bad. Was pretty
cool. Yeah. It took, though, here's the thing. I went 12-2. It took like 2.5 hours.
Oh, Lord.
Yeah.
So raid night. That's our whole raid night right there.
Yeah. Yeah. But you don't have to do it all in one go, you know. So
yeah, that's true. But you're you, and that's what you do.
Yeah. When I stream, I'm just like streaming for like 5 hours anyway.
So. Yeah. Screw it. 2 a.m. Yeah, who cares? Let's go.
Yeah, it's all good.
Well, good. Yeah, that's out. I also noticed the box in the front, like the animation all looks better now.
Yeah, they actually fixed a bunch of, like there's a lot of cool animations now for the legendaries.
Cards are phenomenal.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like,
have you played the Elite Torrent Chieftain yet?
No, yes. I keep meaning to. Didn't that come, was it this patch or was it?
Yeah, it came in this
patch.
Okay.
Yeah, with this patch, yeah.
All right.
And it's amazing. Ysera, though, now when you get a card from the Emerald Dream, like a little
the
Emerald
Dream opens.
Sort of opens up.
Yeah,
cool.
And was the Twisting Nether always that badass?
It was always pretty badass, but I think they made it slightly more badass.
I played it the other day, and basically the whole board drops away.
Yeah,
into
this purpley,
sort of
purpley space view. Comes out.
That's
yeah.
cool, man.
So was all the minions just get destroyed. Yeah. And so Warlocks are now my favorite class.
All right.
There's a few. Well, Warlocks are really good, too, although I don't play Twisting Nether in my Warlock deck. My Warlock deck is like a rushy down Warlock deck.
Mm.
Which is kind of what people are playing. So I play Leroy, which I'd like to see more of a Leroy animation.
Yeah.
I don't know. He doesn't really
seems like it deserves more of that, right?
Well, now he comes out, and now the whelps kind of fly in from the top. But so apparently, like they've improved a lot of these. I haven't played all of the legendaries yet to see them all, but they've done a lot of that. And then also, like just little things, like little sounds have gotten better.
Mm-hmm.
When you thump down a guy, he's a little bit more. It's like more emphatic,
a little more beefy,
yeah, a little more beef to it, and so they fixed a lot of small things as well, but they still haven't fixed dancing minions. They still haven't fixed the card return bugs, like where I panda a card back into my hand and then it's the card just sits on the board.
Yeah, those
some
are
of that
annoying.
Stuff is still in there, and that needs to go.
Time will tell. Make sure you check out the Angry Chicken for the latest and greatest.
Yes, we actually. We just had. Did I say this on the last week that we had the one of the we had Ben Brode on?
Ben Brode, yeah, we talked
about
last
that
week.
Last week, right? Mm-hmm. Okay,
yeah, it was a great episode.
It's a good one, good episode. If you haven't checked it out, you should check it out.
He's
it's
a
good.
Jolly
Apparently,
guy.
They're doing like a big kind of blitz of marketing because Ben Brode was now on the Turn 2 podcast as well.
Mm-hmm.
They had Dodd was on. What was it? What was he on? He was on some other podcast.
Lindsay, she's in charge of Hearthstone.
She does a lot of that, yeah.
And yeah. I think
she was there when
she
we interviewed.
Gets the whole podcasting.
Yeah, she's great.
As a good way to inform people about what's happening in a game like this.
We love Lindsay. Yeah.
And Zariah, too. Like they're all kind of, I think they're all helping to kind of spearhead this to get these guys out to the public.
Yep.
But I mean, it's
got to know who they are.
Surely, I mean, this game feels so polished now, and so close to being done that you know you've got to be thinking like I don't know, like January, February next year.
Well, when was their first blitz was announcement, and they went crazy with that and did some media stuff on here and other shows, and then And then that was the big push then. And now they're doing it again. And this big patch with all these kind of refinements comes out. I feel like they're really close. It's got to be a sign of that.
Well, open beta is supposed to be this month.
We should be close to that.
Yeah. At the very least, yeah. That's
and then
true.
The actual release of the game, I'm thinking somewhere in like January, February. And then iPad is going to be a ways behind it, like a month or so at least.
Yeah, spring or summer.
Hopefully not too long, because God, I want that.
I do too, so bad.
Didn't it seem fine?
It was fine. It was a little janky, a little underfunded.
Look, Terpstar, I know you want it to be like a completely different UI. I got that. But I don't care about that. I just want the game. I just want a port of the game. That's fine.
I worry about this, though, because the thing is like the best thing about WoW not being on a mobile device is that it's very easy to step away from it when life calls you away.
Yeah.
I struggle because Hearthstone is a very sticky game. Mm. If I could carry it around in my
pocket. One more won't take very long.
Exactly. No, it's bad enough as it is if you try and have a conversation with me in real life.
Yeah.
Because halfway through, you're going to bore me and I'm going to pull my phone out and just be like, I'm just checking other things because this is important. So I think Hearthstone on the go. That's a dangerous thing.
There's two kinds of ADD you can get, by the way. Two kinds of diagnosis. One is ADD, attention deficit disorder, and the other is TADD, which is Terpster's attention deficit disorder.
Yeah.
It's a rough version.
It's tough.
I totally understand where you're coming from. And I actually agree with you, though, that they're not... I believe, and I'll say this till release, and then maybe I'll be proved wrong, but I don't think they release that iPad version or a phone version or the Android version until those interfaces make more sense. I think that's going to delay this thing. So I'm with you, Dills. I'd take it right now, raw the way it is. No problem. Give it to me. But I bet they don't. I think they're weird that way. Blizzard's just that way. And they're going to refine that until that experience matches the system/interface of how those things behave best.
Yeah.
So mark my words. I don't think we're going to. I bet summer at the earliest we get those tablet and phone versions.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah. If the BlizzCon thing was any indication, it's not that far off. It's just the game has to be right, and then it has to work right on the tablet. You know, so first I got to get the game to work exactly right. That's
perfect.
Step one.
Here's something that we're gonna do that we'd like to do, and sadly, I'll tell you why in a second. World of tweets. Very nice.
Are we getting rid of it?
We're keeping it.
Occupy G Street.
Occupy G Street's last day at Blizzard was the other day.
Yeah.
So he's done. He's not there anymore. Literally gone from the premises.
Yeah.
He was escorted out.
They actually had security remove him, right?
Yeah,
that's good. He did that in a presentation, though. He just got a PowerPoint out. And that was his last day.
Craig Street, gone. Yep.
Gone.
No one
clapped. There you go.
Security walked him out, had a box full of a shite, and... No, it didn't work that way, I'm sure.
He scuttered out sideways is how they were.
That's awesome. So he did have some things to say. These are still Greg Street tweets. And
I love this. He just starts breaking NDAs from now on out.
Yep.
He's like, actually was a mistake. We didn't even want him to be a character. It was a misspell. Yeah. We were going to bring Grom back, but now we're bringing Grom back.
We hate paladins. I meant to say we've always hated them, and I always told you we didn't.
Praise a holy priest. What's that about?
Yeah, he said. That's what he said.
Yeah.
I didn't know that. That's crazy.
Did you guys see a disciplined priest, single-healed, heroic Did you guys hear about that?
No, that really happened.
Insane.
How good is that guy?
Disc priest.
Who knew? How big was the group? Was it a flex group or
Ten man heroic.
Wow.
Sick, right?
That's insane. I'm sure video exists.
Video exists. Yeah.
Here's a tweet. Says a question to Greg. I keep going through the dark portal to get to WOD, Warlords of Draenor, but it's not working. Any ideas? It's hard to know if he was being serious or not. Greg's reply was, keep trying every single day, in my opinion, and someday, hopefully not in the too far future, it will suddenly work.
So yes. That. You are getting to Draenor.
Yeah.
Just not a different version. When you wanted.
The one's got mushrooms in it.
You deserved.
Yeah. Just an old crappy one.
Yeah.
Ironically, is in theory newer than the new one we're going to. I've gone cross-eyed again.
I know. So the time travel stuff's pretty hard. Why aren't there any race/classes in WOD? New races and classes are like the bread and butter of a new expansion. I feel like they answer this a lot, but he said adding a new class is very disruptive for players. And on top of that, monks are the least played. Interesting note there, right?
Hmm.
Boost to 90 for that may help. For races, there wasn't a slam dunk new race that we wanted players to be able to play their redone current races.
Hosen? Anybody? Hosen. Slam dunk.
Hosen.
Slam dunk. I like that would be a definite
slam I like dunk. The hosen as an idea in idea.
Yeah, I know.
Land, but...
And then you have to talk in ook and duke and all the time. Oh, you dude, know, it's going to get weird.
That's not good. Nobody wants that. But I like them. I like them as a side race that I just get to interact.
No, I know.
Crap around.
That's. With. I think he's spot on. Actually, that there's not a like this class or this race definitely needs to exist in the game as a playable race. Like I've heard people say Naga. I've heard people say all these things. It's like, yeah, all right. Like I don't know.
Yeah,
I don't know about that.
Here's another one. Did you guys consider making a garrison an entire zone and guild specific instead of just individual? Says for our fear was that the guild leader would get to have the fun. Everybody else would just show up. It's a good point.
Mm-hmm.
I like the individuality of it.
I like it too.
Anytime the game makes you feel cool, then I like that.
So. Yeah.
Hey, what about ogres, guys? What if we could play ogres?
Two-headed.
Do you like that?
Two-headed ogres? Got to get two helms?
I don't know. I don't like ogres. I don't like the design on them.
Really? Yeah. The new ones or the old ones?
The new ones.
Mm.
I don't know. They look kind of like a little bit like they're bellies just look really weird still. I get it.
But I mean, they're kind of badass though. I mean, didn't like I was like reading some old lore stuff because of the Hearthstone things, you know, and it's like you look at this stuff and it kind of reminds you about these characters, you know, like Gruul, right?
Yeah.
Gruul like fighting back dragons and stuff. It's like insane.
Gruul
is
tough. Yeah. We all think of them as just big dopey guys, you know.
Yeah.
Like, now, obviously, Gruul's a giant oak though, isn't he?
Is he what? He's a woo?
Wasn't Gruul a Gron?
Oh, I don't know.
I don't know. I thought they're all ogres.
He looked different.
I thought that whole area was ogres.
Well, that fight up there in Pokeland, what's it called? Whatever it is.
Yeah, Gruul the Dragon Killer was a Gron.
I just know you couldn't shoot him with arcane shot or else you'd wipe the raid. You
see, those
that?
Are cool.
Yeah.
Yes, yeah, exactly. Well, one of them. But he had, you know, the boss before them were the... load of ogres, wasn't it? Load of
giant ogres.
But that whole that whole zone was all like the ogre zone, right? Like that was like
Pokey Zone.
Yeah. Blade's Edge was
like where all the ogres lived or whatever. Yeah. And the dragons like came to try to take over and then with like the help of Gruul. Other people, they were able to fight him back.
Yeah, but Gruul just looked different. Yeah. He looked different.
Yeah, I remember him now.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. He weird, weird horns.
I used to call those guys orgs. I don't know if anyone remembers that.
I do remember that.
Like some kind of idiot, like some 5-year-old.
Hey, your eyes are better now, Scott.
Yeah, way better now. It's all
you
good.
Can tell the G goes in front of the R now.
Always. I've gotten so much better.
Hear ye, hear ye.
Why, it's the town crier.
All right, time for Town Crier. We take your emails and your calls, all of it brought to you by Typefrag.com. Get the best vent and mumble servers money can buy at Typefrag.com. If you want to call us and leave us a voicemail, we'll play your call on the air. Keep it short, keep it interesting. 206-202-3969. That's 206-202-3969. Or email us theinstance@gmail.com. Both attachments and regular emails are accepted. Here's a call about playing a lot of mages.
Hello, Scott Buildings, this is Paulie. I play a mage on Kilrog EU, and I've always played mages. I've got 6 of them. I've played at top end, but the one problem I have at the moment is the fact that Blizzard don't have an achievement in for having multiple 90s of the same class. Why do you think that is? Why do they have it for having 5 different 90s and stuff like that, but not one to reward people from enjoying the same class over and over? Thanks very much. I enjoy the show very much, and you guys get me through the working day.
Oh, thanks, man. I think it's because they don't... This is a rare thing. Most people
don't
level...
I think it's super niche. Yeah. I don't think there's a lot of people who are playing 6 mages to 90.
They've got it in Diablo 3, though. So in D3, if you cap out with 2 level 60 mages... That's an achievement, which is crazy, and no one should ever do it.
I would say, sure, chuck one in for having 2, but you know, to have it
exactly,
be like 5, 6, 7.
I think now achievements are account wide. It does open it up to do that. They could add them in, but Is that really an achievement to play the same class twice?
Sure, I don't know. That's quite an achievement. That's amazing.
But what Annie are you actually achieving?
It's a disability, really. Is what
I just again maybe like on either faction or something like that. Like get a 60, get a level 100 character on either faction could be a good one.
Yeah.
Because it means in theory you've experienced the content. Mm-hmm. But I don't get really just leveling up two guys, and equally leveling as an achievement now, is that really an achievement? You know, especially now that we can buy them. I don't know.
Doing them Alliance and Horde side makes sense because there's so much content to see and do and experience, especially if you're not willing to just grind through dungeons through that whole experience. So I could kind of see that. But if you're going to do six of the same guys, I just can't imagine that you're... with that big of a player base, sure, there's somebody else out there has eight hunters somewhere. But
yeah,
that's like you and three other guys. You have enough to go to lunch together, and that's it.
I have three, but only one of them is 90. And one of them is a dwarf hunter who's my first hunter, I think. And then I have a blood elf hunter on some random server just because I was like, couldn't play on Earthen Ring one day for some reason. So
just went and rolled one.
Just went and rolled on some random server. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So it's not like I have any aspirations of leveling them all up.
Yeah.
Oh, wait, I have four. I have a worgen, too.
Oh, look at you. All right. When I experiment with a low-level thing, I often will pick classes that I like to play at those levels. So I'll pick a warlock sometimes or a hunter or whatever and enjoy my time there. But I don't necessarily want to get that guy to 90. Good Lord.
Yeah.
That sounds terrible to me.
Yeah, it's a lot of stuff.
Earning all that same gear over and over and over, I just don't see how. Forget about the questing, just end games.
I'm sure he's very efficient at earning mage stuff now. He knows exactly what to do.
He's got an entire mage guild. He's like that castle up in the snowy north.
What about the guy who multi-boxed?
With the shamans.
Exactly.
We didn't talk about that, did we? The guy who multi-boxed 107 tunes or something at the same time?
No. What?
You didn't hear about that?
I've heard it.
Sounds like a server-crashing player.
Yeah.
That sounds like causing a grid brownout.
I think he's trying
in your
to
city.
Set the record or something like that. But he does stream, but he generally plays like 40 or something like that. Only 40.
Oh, okay.
Oh, that's not as good.
That's
got
lazy
nine computers.
Yeah.
Just a raid.
Yeah, that's just a raid.
That's like the ultimate kind of oxymoron in a kind of social game.
Boxing moron.
Yeah.
Get it?
Yeah.
Boxing
a multi-boxy moron. Yeah.
Got it.
Yeah. I love it.
It's pretty good. I got another call here about how to get Hearthstone stuff for the holidays.
Hey, I know you guys love getting Hearthstone questions on the show, so I have a quick one for you. With the holidays coming, I have had people ask, what little things I want for Christmas, and I want to tell them, I want some packs of cards for this computer game, but I don't know how to do that. I mean, do they even sell gift cards like that, or... do I just have to tell them I would like a couple bucks to get this pack? I don't know if there's any weird workaround. Any help would help. All right. Love the show. Thanks.
Blizzard bucks.
You can get Blizzard bucks, but you can go to like 7-Elevens and stuff, I think, in America.
Yeah.
They sell like BattleNet balance cards, don't they?
They do. Yep. And, that's totally the way to do it. So it works for all the games, but you just use it in Hearthstone. So there's no Hearthstone-specific cards or whatever.
Yeah. But if you get some Blizz bucks,
sure.
In fact, on the Battle Store, on the BattleNet Store, you can buy BattleNet Balance.
Mm-hmm.
Requires a BattleNet Authenticator, Battle.net registration required. Maybe you can't gift it. Actually, looking at this,
another dude who's on there, and you have to have an account to do it or something.
Yeah, that sounds a bit weird. So you're probably best off just going to GameStop, Game, whatever it is,
Yeah, you know, GameStop would definitely have this, right? So,
They would. Prepaid. There's a prepaid Visa thing deal somebody's doing, but that's you'd have to go apply for that. There are auction house $20 game cards that would actually goes to that same balance that they used for Blizzard Diablo, but that's not really around anymore. They're all over the place. You can get them. Should be fine. But yeah, GameStop, like a straight up physical store. Target has these. I want to say, I think I've seen them there. Here in the States, but couldn't tell you. What is it, Harrah's, where you live, Terpster? Is that your big... isn't there a Harrah's store? It's like a real popular like grocery store / Walmart-y kind of place you guys have. It's not Harrah's. What is it?
I've got no idea what
Harold's.
You mean. Harrods.
Harrods.
That's like there's one, and it's like famous, and it's like stupidly expensive.
I thought it was also it's like Macy's in New York or something.
Okay. Yeah, exactly. It's
okay. For whatever reason, I thought that was like a big chain there or something.
No.
All right.
No, but we have shops, and there'll be stuff in shops somewhere. Okay. So yeah, okay. You'll see the Battle.net logo on it.
I feel like the only ones I'm able to locate right now are all like Diablo 3 ones.
But that
doesn't matter though, right? It's still
it's all Blizzard bucks, all Blizzard money.
BattleNet money.
They just have never had another. I mean, think about it. There's no other really other than Game Time and WoW. None of their other games have supported stores. So now this is all a new thing. I'll bet you money. Pretty quickly here, you'll start seeing in stores and elsewise, you'll start seeing WoW specific cards that are for this new store. I think that'll happen. There you go. Thanks for your calls, you guys. Totally appreciate it.
Hope you get everything you want for Christmas.
I do too. I hope we all do.
I hope I do. Yeah.
The drop of the week.
Terpster, if what you want for Christmas is 50% off lots of pets and mounts, then I've got a deal for you. Our drop of the week this week is just a reminder that that new store thing is in game and all that stuff is half off. So if half off $25 is your jam.
It's very tempting. It is tempting.
For me in this case. You know, half.
It's a time of giving. It's a time of, you know, being all charitable. Yeah. But it does seem quite a good time as well, doesn't it? Yeah. Half.
If you guys are out there just because you're spendy people and you just bought extras of all this and you don't know where to send them. Send them here. We'll do contests or something. Like this happens a lot where people buy extras. We'd be glad to run a contest where Terpster is eligible and give him half a pet or whatever I'm trying to say. But no, for real, like we get that
just
a lot.
Half a pet. That's quite morbid, isn't it?
Gross. Yeah.
I'm not sure I'd want that. I'd feel really bad.
We have an undead character. It'd be all right.
Well, yeah. I don't know. Maybe if it was that new dog pet and he's just there, like just crawling on the floor, just half his body.
Yeah.
Oh, really wheezy. Yeah.
What do you think of the treasure goblin? What do you think of that little Diablo-looking thing? I guess you get that with the collector's edition.
Keeper of Souls, yeah. I mean, you know, it'd be cool.
Can I whack on him and he'll punch a... He'll
pop some stuff out for
some
me?
Gold out? Sure.
Yeah, maybe. Why not?
All right. I guess goblins.
In Reaper of Souls, you can get packs of treasure goblins on Adventure Mode.
Mm. Whoa.
And it's just like, you know, you'll have like, you know, four of them.
Through them all.
Exactly. Whirlwind them and it's just like... Legendary. Oh yeah, that's cool.
I think I might have to really quickly go play that game after we're done here.
When are they going to put treasure goblins in my WoW? Like, I want something that just shows up, and I'm just like, hey, look at that.
They've got the new questing mechanic change, which means that you do have a random chance of actually getting epic rewards through quests. Mm. So leveling up
somewhat. Might just but I want a little dude who's like runs away from me.
Yeah.
I try to chase him down.
Why do I have a thing in my head that says there's something like that in a game that I'm playing that isn't any of these games right now? Oh, I know what it is. The new Zelda game, Link Between Worlds on the 3DS, has a little dude.
Oh, really? What they called it? What's the name of it?
Legend of Zelda, A Link Between Worlds.
No. What's the name of the thing?
I don't think he gave it a name. I just went and started whacking on him. He starts pooping out rupees, and eventually he dies, and you get all the stuff he had, yeah. It's very Diablo. In fact, there's a lot of things in that game that remind me of it. It's actually a really, really, really good game. If you like Zelda games, that may be my favorite Zelda game I've ever played. And that says a lot because I loved Ocarina and those other ones. Anyway, good stuff. There you go. There's your drop of the week. That's it for the show, everybody. I do want to thank our friends at GameTimeZone.com. Use the code Warcraft for 5% off any game time you buy there. Maybe they'll eventually offer some of these Blizzard bucks. Who knows? I don't know. I don't count on it yet because I don't know. That's GameTimeZone.com with the word Warcraft as your code. That's 5% off. All right, that's it. Let's just go around the table real quick. Dills, are we Angry Chicken next Monday?
Angry Chicken.
You guys still dissecting the new patch?
Yeah, so we talked quite a bit about it because it happened the day that we recorded, which was nice. Thanks, Blizzard.
Yeah.
But we got next week just more talk about that, and then hopefully we'll have some really good guests on soon, and we've also got some stuff in the works, potentially some sort of a tournament of some sort.
Nice.
Which could be quite interesting. So look forward to that. Also, just come watch my Twitch stream, RillyDillsSF on twitch.tv.
Yeah.
And I want to say thank you to everybody who has donated. I'm actually going to be finally using some of that to upgrade my stream a little bit. I don't have a good webcam, and that needs to happen. So
nice.
All that kind of stuff is going to happen soon.
The generosity
thanks
of strangers, man.
Yes, it's awesome, to you guys. And I've actually given several training sessions. I got another one for Saturday and stuff. So if that's something you're interested in, you can do that on my Twitch channel.
Nice. A reminder that on the store, frogpants.com/store or theinstance.net/store, you can get the new Instance coffee mug, which is a great Christmas gift and stocking stuffer. So go get that. Yay. Terpster, what's you want to tell people about your cool charity thing on the 26th? Or you
know, yeah, well, yeah. So on the 26th, I'll be streaming on the Yogg's Cash charity drive. But obviously, if you want to be entertained before then, just go to humblebundle.com/yogscast and you can watch all of our hilarious streaming over the festive period. Mm. And obviously, you can give generously, which is always appreciated.
Yeah. You guys clean up every year, man. Just amazing stuff.
We've nearly hit $500,000 and it's 13 days in. So it's crazy. Just people have been, you know, stupidly generous. And to kind of give it a bit back, we've tried to add more games to the bundle. So this last week we introduced Awesome Noughts, and a little exclusive, we've got the Sanctum collection being added this Sunday.
Wow.
So regardless of when you've donated, you will get access to all of those games if you contribute $25 or more to charity.
That's great.
So it's good. And yeah, I think it's, like I said, it's all for a fantastic cause. So, yeah.
You inspired me to reinstall Sonic All-Stars Racing Transformed, which I had forgotten what a great kart racing game that is.
It's a fantastic game.
Yeah, I don't care if you hate Sonic the Hedgehog out there, folks. That is one of the best kart racing games. If you like kart racing games, that thing is awesome.
Mm.
And now it's got Simon in it, so what else can you ask for? great.
A lot of Sonic fans not to have Simon in it.
Of course. So, yes, there you have it. There's your show. Thank you, everybody, for being here. Love being here and doing this. We'll see you for another episode coming up soon. In the meantime, please visit us online at theinstance.net. That's theinstance.net, where Paul Swickard keeps great show notes. Thanks, Paul. We really appreciate it. We're on all the iTunes podcast directories and whatnot. Leave us a review. We love that stuff. You can find us on Twitter, Scott Johnson, Willie Dills, and the_T, and of course the show at Instance Show. There's big stuff afoot on the network, so check out frogpants.com as well. A lot of stuff happening there.
Measurement.
Oh my gosh, it's crazy. That's it. You go 1 mile and 3 centimeters to get there.
There you go.
We're done. Thank you for being here. We'll see you guys next time for another episode of The Instance. For me, for Terpster, and for Dills. We'll see you next time.
Bye-bye.
Serious spy snafu raises Rin's wrath. It's the Overly Dramatic News. I'm Hunts the Wind. Stormwind awoke this morning to stunning news. King Varian Rin had fired every member of his SI-7 spy organization. The reason? The discovery that a rival human spy agency had somehow penetrated deep within the Alliance's political, social, and military circles, all without the knowledge of the King's operatives. This massive failure of counterintelligence was made even more astounding by the fact that the existence of these infiltrators was not revealed by SI-7, but rather by a disillusioned member of their organization who blew the whistle on their nefarious activities. Palace sources tell ODN that the King is absolutely livid about the intruders, with some saying they worry that his behavior is more like the gladiator Logosh he once was than the king he is now. Worse still, nobody in Stormwind knows who to trust, as even members of one's own family could very well be spies for the unnamed enemy. This just in, the King has announced that given the situation, he cannot risk hiring humans for his new intelligence staff. Therefore, he has outsourced the assignment to another Alliance race. So starting tomorrow, Stormwind spies will all be members of Gnomeland Security. Broadcasting across all Azeroth, I'm Hunts the Wind. Check out the archives at OverlyDramaticNews.com or follow me on Twitter at Hunts the Wind.
Oh, Ludra the Mage here, helping you get the pets so you can level them and then get more! Yay! Today, we are going to talk about the Sky Lantern. This pet is super special because all you have to do is walk up to the vendor Kumo on the Timeless Isle and pay 7,500 Timeless Coins. Remember, this is for the Sky Lantern and not his inferior cousin, the flimsy Sky Lantern. No, no. But that's basically it. No muss, no fuss, and no killing things for hours on end. Well, actually, that's not entirely true. You see, you still have to earn those coins, so yeah, what I just said, that's a blatant lie. But the thing that really stands out about the Sky Lantern is that it's not a battle pet. He is strictly a companion. There are no stats, no fighting, it doesn't belong to a family, and no matter how much I zap him with magic, he just won't live! I mean, okay, let's face it, there's just no recovering from that one. If you like this segment, or you want to tell me how awesome I am, you can visit the website at aludraspets.com. You can also follow me on Twitter at aludra_AIE. And for more Battle Pet information, head on over to battlepet.net.
Hello friends, welcome back to Reputation Boost, helping you gain that all-important reputation in the world of Warcraft. This week, because of all the cold weather out there, we are looking to the Desert of Uldum and thinking warm thoughts as we take a look at the faction of Ramkahen. This faction offers a fairly straightforward reputation gain involving many zone quest lines, but once you are finished with those, you are left with just 2 daily quests to run. This zone also offers many fun quests, such as the quests with the famous explorer, Harrison Jones, as well as others such as the real-time strategy style missions. The fastest option for reputation gain, once you have completed all of the quests available, is to purchase the Faction Tabard and a champion for Ramkahen in either of the level 85 normal dungeons or any of the Cataclysm heroic dungeons until you reach exalted status. Once exalted, you will receive the achievement for becoming exalted, as well as being able to buy some of the faction's most sought-after rewards, the brown and tan riding camels. For more tips and a detailed explanation, follow us at repboost.blogspot.com. If you'd like to suggest a reputation, leave us a comment. See you next week with another tip. As always, this is Frosty, and may the light be with you.
Greetings, and welcome to Slashgrants. I'm your host, Efink G4. I'm here to talk to you about the fun achievements you can earn in the World of Warcraft. And I'm back. This week's achievement is Timeless Nutriment. The goal here is to consume all of the sources of Timeless Nutriment on the Timeless Isle. So by this time, we've all been through the Timeless Isle, running around every day, collecting things, opening up treasure chests, and having a blast. If you notice there's all sorts of food all over the place, well, you should be eating then. If you consume the ripe, crisp fruit, the charged crystal, the roasted seed, the South Sea fire brew, the fiery poppy, the huge yak roast, and the sand-covered egg, you will get the achievement Timeless Nutriment and 10 points closer to whatever goal it is that you have. Maybe it's to just get all the achievements. And, they're all over the place. They're on the ground, they're in the water. Go to slashgrats.com. There will be a link where you will see where all these items are so you can collect them. And I thank you for your support, and visit slashgrats.com, and you have a good day. Oh, and we'll see you next week. Be sure to visit slashgrats.com for notes and archives, Twitter, @slashgrats, or me, @efinkg4. We're on Facebook, Stitcher, iTunes. Good luck, and we'll see you next week.
Thrumka, and welcome to Ask Miss Mulgra, your source on matters of etiquette in Azeroth. Today's question is, what is the best way to prepare for the upcoming item squish? At this time of year, though many of us are comfortably enjoying a good meal and good company, there are many who, through no fault of their own, are in need of your donations. By squishing some of your items down, you can help to outfit underprivileged goblins with armor and weapons so they may join the front lines of our next military operation. Take your donated gear to the rear gate of Orgrimmar. I think those big machines parked nearby are the squishers. Just imagine the smiling, happy faces of the littlest members of the Horde as they scamper toward the Alliance cannons and bowmen. And afterward, we can use the squisher machines to make custard. I am the smuggler, and that is my advice. Hakamagosh. Follow at Miss Mulgra on Twitter, or listen to previous episodes at missmulgra.com.
This podcast is part of the Frog Pants Studios Network. For more information about this and other shows, visit frogpants.com. Audio program so good, it's like you're there.